honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hello, everyone. My co-host Lisa Davis is off today, so I'll be hosting solo. Our next guest, Lorna Vanderhaeghe, is a women's natural health expert and has been researching nutritional medicine for over 30 years. With degrees in nutrition and biochemistry, she's the author of 11 books, including A Smart Woman's Guide to Hormones and A Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss, which I read cover to cover and could not put it down. Welcome back to the show, Lorna.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It truly is a pleasure.
So today we're going to talk about brain health. Let's start by defining what does brain health truly mean?
Well, I mean, brain health is all about being able to think clearly, having, you know, a memory with great recall and you know, feeling clear-headed. And I think a lot of us, especially because we have such an aging population today, are suffering with things like brain fog and, you know, just forgetting those simple little things, all of a sudden you start to notice that you can't remember where you put your keys and recall becomes more challenging.
So when should we start worrying, I guess? When people have to actually worry about, like you're saying, we can't recall our keys, to when it actually can be something more serious like dementia?
Okay. Well, I think we have to start thinking about it early, because if we look at the fact that by age 65, 1 in 10 people will have some form of dementia, and 65 mm-hmm. is young. So we should be thinking early about what's going on with our brain and things that can negatively affect our brain, like smoking and alcohol consumption and even some prescription and over-the-counter medications and other kinds of drugs can also have a negative effect, and even just exposure to pesticides. So I think we have to start thinking about optimal brain health earlier, not waiting until we are really noticing some cognitive decline. But if you start to feel that you're having a very difficult time with memory, you should go get checked. I mean, there are these tests that we can have done at the doctor's office where they can do an early dementia assessment. And I think that's important, because a lot of the people today that have Alzheimer's disease, for example, which is a very serious condition of dementia and memory decline, they're under the age of 65. So it's not just an old person's problem.
Wow. I mean, it's definitely something to think about. And I would think, too, that, you know, depending if there's someone's undergoing a lot of or has a lot of stress in their life, then, you know, memory recall might be a little bit more difficult than at other times when they're more relaxed and their head isn't as foggy, I would think, right? Stress plays a role in how your memory performs, doesn't it?
Well, stress plays a role, nutrition plays a role, and one of the big contributors they found now, there's two new studies out. One is vitamin D deficiency and the connection to dementia. And the second one is insomnia. So they have found in women in particular who have chronic insomnia that their risk of Alzheimer's goes up dramatically.
Wow, that's very interesting, that study. So what are some nutrients that have been researched to help people who are suffering with some memory decline?
I think the super brain nutrients would be acetyl-L-carnitine, which would be one of them, which is very different than straight carnitine. Acetyl-L-carnitine is the form of carnitine that crosses the blood-brain barrier. The other one is lipoic acid. And the two combined have been researched in Alzheimer's patients, used along with the medications that they're currently using to treat Alzheimer's disease. So those are the two superstars, and I think everybody should be taking acetyl-L-carnitine and lipoic acid in combination today to help improve things such as brain fog, memory decline. We used to think that when brain neurons were destroyed, that was it. We were out of luck. We couldn't produce them again. But they've actually found that they've been able to stimulate new brain neurons, and also the connection between those neurons improving that action. And with these two nutrients, acetyl-L-carnitine and lipoic acid, when combined together. And another exciting couple of nutrients that you would find in a supplement or in food is blueberry and curcumin, which is the yellow pigment in the curry spice, turmeric. And those two have been found to also help with flagging memory, and basically they fed old rats that had forgotten how to run the maze blueberries and blueberry extract in high concentration, and the old rats were able to run the maze again just like young rats. And so blueberry really is super brain food. And of course, the curcumin, which is the yellow pigment in the spice turmeric, has been extensively studied to calm inflammation down in the brain, which is associated with dementia and memory decline.
I love hearing promising research. So basically then, you know, I'm in my mid-40s, and for me, taking supplements, I take supplements on a daily basis. So you would recommend, whether you're in your 30s or 40s, or you could probably tell us how young people could start, that they should be taking these brain-boosting supplements so that, A, for regular everyday activity, but also for prevention down the road.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I developed a formula called Brain Smart, which has acetyl-L-carnitine, lipoic acid, blueberry, and curcumin. And I developed that because my mother developed dementia, quite serious dementia. And when you have a mother, if you're a daughter and your mother has dementia or Alzheimer's disease, your risk is quite high. And so I did this for myself to help prevent Alzheimer's disease or dementia or memory decline as I age. But the exciting thing about these ingredients is these nutrients, they've been researched in university students for improving test scores. So here we are back to school. If you're a student, you should be taking them. They make you feel energized. It's like someone windshield wipered your brain so that you feel clarity. The other great thing is these nutrients have been researched for recovery after stroke, even if you had a stroke 5 years ago, and for things like macular degeneration of the eyes, which is the leading cause of blindness in North America today.
So is there a specific dosage that people should be looking for in terms of, you know, obviously when you talk about studies, it's based on a certain amount of dosage that they were given, the patients were given. Is there something that, you know, that you recommend that people take, I guess, or follow that dosage?
Well, when we're looking at lipoic acid, you know, the optimal doses are anywhere from 100 to 600 milligrams. And we know with lipoic acid, it's also been used for diabetic neuropathy. Acetyl-L-carnitine, you know, you could go up as high as 1,500 milligrams a day for patients who are already suffering with Alzheimer's disease. And then, of course, curcumin and blueberry. We love people to eat more curried foods and eat a lot of blueberries. And when blueberries are in season, we really should be freezing them so we have them during the winter. They're just such important foods.
Super high in antioxidants. Yes, we love our berries. That's great. Now, what about for women? We have about, you know, about a minute left. What about for women who are suffering from brain fog, especially around menopause?
Right. And this is a big problem. And it's one of the questions I get continually through our website at hormonehelp.com, especially for women who are going through, you know, either the early stages of menopause or the late stages of menopause, where all of a sudden they just feel like they have cotton in their heads. This is often how women will discuss it. BrainSmart would be something that you would want to add every day. I would take two capsules at breakfast to really give you that boost and that mental clarity and allow you to, you know, get rid of the foggy brain. That's sort of what happens. They found that a lot of this brain fog that occurs in menopausal women is really due to the fact that they have a lot of inflammation occurring because of the fluctuation in their hormones.
Very interesting. Well, Lorna, we're going to stick around because we're going to talk to you again in the next segment. If you want to learn more about Lorna, you can visit her website at healthyimmunity.com and at hormonehelp.com. You can also follow her on Twitter at AskLorna. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and stay well.